Fewer of those purchases shoppers intend for their own use, more on gifts for others, and the average planned spending this year will be down about 5% for the holidays. 912 people statewide were surveyed in mid-November, says Dr. Alice Cassens with the Institute for Policy and Opinion Research at Roanoke College.
So people are still spending, buying things, and that's good for retailers because a lot of retailers make a lot of their revenues in the fourth quarter. So if people are still feeling pretty good, maybe they're being strategic, a little more strategic, but are feeling pretty good about their finances, they're going to show up at the stores and online to buy things.
Respondents said they will spend slightly more than $1,000 each during the holidays this season. Gift spending will rise while fewer non-gift purchases and short-term experiences will be purchased.
We had movement away from one of the bands is $100 to $500. So we saw a reduction in the share that we're going to spend there. And where did it go? Because it still has to add up to 100%. Well, where it was going was there was a few more saying they're going to spend $100 or less, but then also some more that are going to spend $1,000 or more. So it's just kind of moving the distribution around.
Planned spending on gifts will rise almost 11%, according to survey respondents, while personal non-gift purchases, apparel, electronics, home decor, will fall 16.5%. Dining out and experiences dropped almost 20% in the survey. Gene Marano, WFIR News.